This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado saw a spring spike of the flu this year, along with COVID-19. CPR Health reporter John Daly.
Flu cases usually peak in the winter from December into February, but this year they hit elevated levels in April and May. UC Health Infectious Disease Dr. Michelle Barron thinks this is due to the end of mask mandates and safety measures around the coronavirus.
I'm just really worried as we move towards the fall and kids are back in school and what we're going to see in terms of things that we could have prevented because people are just kind of, quote, over it.
Barron says the flu and unknown COVID-19 variants are the concern. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The Colorado Avalanche are headed to the Stanley Cup Final for the first time since 2001. The Avs won Game 4 of their Western Conference Series against the Edmonton Oilers in overtime Monday night to advance to the NHL Championship Series. They will face either the Tampa Bay Lightning or the New York Rangers, who lead the Eastern Conference Final Series 2-1. Eastbound I-270 is at a standstill near Vasquez Boulevard due to a rolled-over semi-truck. Denver 7 reports the truck was hauling asphalt, which spilled across the highway sometime around 3:30 this morning. Crews are on the scene, but the cleanup is expected to take a few more hours. In the meantime, police are directing drivers to use I-25 or I-70 instead. This is CPR News and KRCC. Right now in Denver, it's 60 degrees. The high today will be 80. And there's a light chance for rain this afternoon. Meanwhile, in Colorado Springs, it's 63 degrees, partly cloudy with a high of 81. And a chance of severe thunderstorms will come around this afternoon.